Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
First, we try to change things up around here. We don't like to keep them the same all the time. So what we thought we'd try this Sunday is to feel what it feels like to be a satellite church. Where we have the pastor beamed in, and actually what happened was Tom took a spill. He was out getting some good exercise, tweaked his back a little bit. However, the words that he had on his heart for us today, for everybody sitting in the room, were so impressed there that rather than just asking somebody to pinch hit, and there are very capable pinch hitters in this room and people that would come in from other churches for Tom, he really felt that burden. So what he's done is he's recorded our message today, and we're going to play that for you now.
Good morning, Life Church. This is Tom, and I am in town, and yesterday I had a bit of a slip and fall, and I was on a walk exercising, staying youthful, and slipped, fell, and tweaked my back just a little bit. I'm fine, I'm okay, but I'm not as mobile as I would like to be. So this morning I'm going to speak from this mode. It's almost a throwback to our COVID days when for a few weeks we were limited to using video. So I apologize for not being there live and in person, but hopefully this will be helpful and sufficient, and I don't have to get up and walk around like I'm 103 years old. So this morning I do want to communicate, I do want to share. So excited about what the Lord is doing amongst us. Last weekend, we had an amazing weekend. We were able to celebrate our 10-year anniversary as a church family. Tremendous time. On Sunday morning, we talked about family is growing, and in order to accommodate growth, we're going to make a change. Three different aspects of it. One, we're going to bring in Andy and Steph Williams from Bath, Life Church Bath, England, as our worship pastor. They'll be arriving just before Thanksgiving is the plan, and to join our worship team and take a lead in that and serve amongst us. Super excited about that. Also, John Hooker taking an administrative role and capacity within the church. I did not mention this last week, but John is not quitting his full-time day job. He will still work in his construction company that he and Katie lead, but his role in Life Church will be in addition to that, not instead of that. And also, last week I mentioned Greg and Angie Maurer will be joining our eldership team. And function with us in it as part of that family. So just some changes happening at Life Church to facilitate growth that's happening in the family. It's super exciting, and we are pumped about that. I mentioned last week in 2013, this church started with a word from heaven about Ezekiel 37, Valley of Dry Bones, and that the Lord in St. Louis in St. Charles County with Randy and I was to believe and see that broken people, hurt people, disjointed people, people who are just given up maybe on church, not given up on Jesus, but given up on church and the church family, and just seeing Holy Spirit bring people together. And over the last 10 years, we have seen that. It's a beautiful family that we have here. And we're excited about what's happening, which is our celebration last Sunday, but also what's next. The not part two, not part B, but in addition to what the Lord has called us to do and be, and in Ezekiel 37, as well as Ezekiel 47, the river coming out from the temple, and everywhere the river touched, life came. So it's not to say, oh, we're stepping away from that. No, we are still carrying forward with Friday morning bread, prayer for prodigals, rooted in hope, 129, kingdom life on Thursday nights, life kids. We're still maintaining all of that, continuing purposefully in that, as well as our amazing and exciting Sunday morning family expression. In addition to that, it's adventure time and a new and different way for many of us. For some, not so much, but we are, in addition to everything that the Lord has called us to do and continue doing, is to step into the community in a new, focused way, and it is adventure. And I looked up the word adventure in the dictionary, and adventure is described as this, an exciting or remarkable experience, an exciting or remarkable experience, undertaking unknown risks, adventure. And we believe that that is what this next season of life, for many of us, what God has called us into, stepping into the community. It's unknown. It's uncharted waters. It's exciting. It's adventurous. But it's unknown. It's unfamiliar to many of us. But what the Lord has for us is that, in addition to Rooted in Hope, 129, Bread on Friday mornings, our prayer group, all those things, Kingdom Life, those things are continuing on. We're adding to it an emphasis of, for many of us, not all of us, stepping into things across the street in Fort Zumwalt South. And so it's adventure time. And that's the word the Lord has reminded me of, things from a past, which I may talk about more in just a couple of minutes, but it's adventure. And many of you will know that I love adventure. I love stepping out and doing travel and trips and everything. And my wife is a homebody. Randy likes the known. She likes staying at home. And it just reminds, when I think of adventure, it reminds me of Abraham in the Bible. I just want to read two or three quick passages of scripture just to remind us about our father Abraham. In Genesis 12, verse 1 through 5, the Bible says this, reading from the NIV. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. 75 when he started. There's hope for so many of us. Abraham was 75 years old, and he took his wife, Sarai, his Lot nephew, all the possessions that he'd accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. In Hebrews 11, 8 through 10, NIV also, the word of God says this, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Adventure. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, Randy. He lived in tents. It's not bad. It's good. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Legacy, lineage. It's not just one man. It's the life that God has called us to, a life of adventure. For Abraham, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Also in Romans 4, verses 16 through 17, the Bible says this, therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, me and you, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He, Abraham, he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Adventure. Again, definition of adventure, an exciting or remarkable experience undertaking unknown risks. In 1988, my wife and I were living in San Diego. We had left St. Louis with eight other families, and we quit our jobs, sold our houses, moved to San Diego to plant a church. And I remember being in San Diego and people were beginning new careers. I was beginning something different, but there was just a frustration on the inside. It just felt like for me, Bob is doing this, Cheryl is doing this. And for me, it just seemed like my path forward. I was 28, 29 years old at that point. We had two beautiful children. And I just remember going to the Lord and saying, Lord, I don't know what my future looks like. I'm late 20s. What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to involve? What kind of a career path? What kind of a future? And I was just looking for a plan. Can I have specifics? Lord, help me. And it was the Lord showed me. It was almost like a vision. It was almost like in a dream. But I remember the Lord said, just showed me in my mind's eye this. I was standing at an airport, and I was inside the airport at a concourse. Like if you go to Lambert Airport, you have Concourse A, Concourse C. And I remember standing it with the Lord at the very front of a concourse, looking down, and I could see gate one, gate two, gate three. Gate one, it said Phoenix. Gate two, it said Miami. Gate three, it said London, England. And I just looked through this long concourse, and everybody, there was a gate, and everybody started walking past me with a ticket saying gate one, Phoenix, gate two, Miami. And they knew where they were going, the time they were leaving, when they arrived. And I just remember looking up at the Lord saying, Lord, where's my ticket? What's my plan? Where am I going? What does my future look like? And I just remember the Lord very kindly looking at me and saying, look over here to the left. And I looked to the left, and there was a spiral staircase going up into wherever, up. And above it, instead of it saying gate one with a destination, it had the word adventure over it. And the Lord said, Tom, I can give you a ticket where everything's planned out for your future. You know exactly where you're going, how you're going to get there, how long you're going to be there. But would you like to go on an adventure with me? And the right answer seemed fairly obvious, yes. And so he took me by the hand and he led me over to the spiral staircase. But the staircase was not open. As it went up, it had like covered sides all the way around it. And he said, step on, let's go on an adventure together. And I remember stepping in my mind's eye, stepping onto this spiral staircase going up, and I could only see two or three steps at each point because it was spiraling up. And I just remember looking at the Lord, and he's like, trust me. Do you have to have everything planned out, like so many different people, or are you willing to take two or three steps at a time, not knowing the end, what it's all going to look like, but will you trust me and go with me on an adventure? And I opened my eyes, the vision or the dream or whatever it was just stopped. And I remember just saying, Lord, I trust you. I deep down, one side of me, I love adventure. I love going on vacations. My wife will tell you one of my de-stressors in life is planning a vacation. And I like to get on, I'm one of those weird people. I like to get online, investigate Barcelona, going to Spain, where you can go. I like looking at the airline, what flights. I like looking at hotels. I love that. But also on the other hand, I like a plan. I like to know when we go to a new and different city, my wife will tell you, I get highly stressed if I feel like we're lost. I need a map, I want a GPS, and I'm one of those, I break the stereotype, gender stereotype. I will always stop and ask, I'm lost, where am I going? Other couples are like, oh, let's just trudge ahead, not me. I hate not knowing where I'm going. It brings some distress to me. So on one hand, I love adventure. On the other hand, I hate being lost. But when we go on an adventure with the Lord, we're not lost. I just don't know everything that is planned out, but I do trust him. And it's very much like Abraham, our father in the faith, as the Bible calls him. He was going with the Lord, didn't know where, didn't know how, didn't know what it looked like. Nothing was quote unquote planned out, but he was obeying the Lord and going on an adventure. I feel like there is very much an aspect of that here at Life Church. Yes, we're going to continue with 129. Yes, we're going to continue with the Friday bread. But he's also called us into the community and with Fort Zumwalt South and Early Childhood Center and different schools and neighborhood adventure. It's an adventure. I don't know what it's going to look like, but the Lord has told us, get the ship out of the harbor and go. So for some of us, It is going to be very much like that. I don't know what it's going to look like. All I know is the Lord has opened so many amazing doors, feeding the football team here every Friday afternoon. Mike and Lauren, thank you so much for facilitating all that. Our youth building right across the parking lot over there. We have a photographer named Terry Simpson, and athletes and cheerleaders from all over St. Charles are coming in here. Not every day, but many days during the week, getting photographs for their team picture and their yearbooks, all in our thing. And kids are like, we never even knew this place. What is this? And they're finding out, well, this is a 129 building. It's an aspect of Life Church St. Peter's right here. And so the Lord is just bringing different things into our very presence at his leading, at his prompting. We're not having to do anything to make it happen. People are just asking about us. So for me, couldn't be more excited, couldn't be more ready to go on an adventure with the Lord. But it's not, we're not changing everything. We are changing some of the houses I just talked about last week. This is what God has called us to do. Life Church right here. Prayer, worship, presence. That's why we're bringing in an Andy and Steph Williams to be our worship pastor. That's why we're recognizing people like John Hooker and an increased capacity to help with our administration right here inside. However, we're also having an opportunity to see people born again, young people, young families. The Lord has spoken to us prophetically. Young families are coming to us. Young people are coming to our building, and we simply want to be obedient to the adventure the Lord has for us. So couldn't be more excited. Our choice is to play it safe, maintain. Nope, we don't want to use the building. It's our building. No, it's not our building. The Lord spoke to me so clearly. It's his building. It's his people. It's his finance. It's not Randy's. It's not mine. It's we're called to have a family here, a church that facilitates his presence, a place where people can encounter Jesus. So that's what we're doing, why we're doing. It's not all planned out. We don't have, well, this is what we're going to do January 1 of 2025. Here's our 10-year plan. That's not happening like that right now. But it's exciting, and it is adventure. And I'd just like to invite everybody. You want to go on an adventure with Jesus? It's not scary, but it is unknown. It's not dangerous, but there is risk involved. What if I go across the street and somebody doesn't like me or somebody rejects me? It's okay. I'm accepted by Jesus. We're going to step out and trust him with our Friday morning bread. I don't know who's going to come walking in on Friday morning. Maybe it's people who look and sound very different from us. I hope so. That's exactly what Jesus. If you look at what Jesus did in the New Testament, Jesus didn't stay in the synagogue. He went out. Yes, he went with a known group of people, his disciples, but he took his message, the gospel of good news, into the community. It was an adventure. And the book of Acts, they didn't just stay in Jerusalem. They went out into the community. Yes, they had church. In book of Corinthians, all the different epistles. Yes, they had church family. But there was this also this dynamic of taking the gospel into the community. And we are obeying Jesus. Okay, GBH, great, but how? What's my part? What do I do in light of all this? Well, maybe for some of us, a great, but how do I involve in this grand adventure, whatever we're doing, how we're going? What do I do? What are my options, possibilities? Well, maybe consider joining 129. Maybe you want to help reach youth right here. Maybe joining our young adults group and helping reach some of the young families that are coming. Maybe it's joining and serving in kids' church. I know there's a lot of folks back there would love to see 6-10 new helpers, volunteers, helping work with our Kingdom Kids. Maybe it's, you know what, I want to study the Bible. Maybe it's joining Kingdom Life. It's starting on Thursday nights. Outstanding. So where could you join in? Where could you involve? Maybe it's Kingdom Life on Thursday nights. I pray it is. Maybe it's joining our prayer team. We got John and Audrey Block here who do an amazing thing of coordinating. Maybe it's considering joining our prayer ministry. Yes, please. Maybe it's some of the outreach opportunities that we're going to hear about more in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, how about our prayer team? How about Kingdom Life? How about our kids' ministry? How about Rooted in Hope that we have heard about and will continue hearing about? Maybe it's, you know what, I'm going to start going on Friday Morning Bread and go with a purpose. I want to meet somebody new at Friday Bread. I'm going to go sit at a different table. So it's adventure. And I feel like that is what we feel like that is what the Lord is saying to us. It's adventure time. Some of it, absolutely for some of us, it's outside these walls. Other people, Friday Morning Bread, Kingdom Life on Thursday night and digging into the Word. There's so much that's going on here, and I would like to invite you to join us. So, love you guys. I'll be back next Sunday in person, healed and whole in my back. So thank you for praying for me. Thank you for loving us so well, Randy and I. We love you guys. Have an amazing week. Thank you so much. And let's go on an adventure together in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.